This is Phoenix FM.
Right, I can't believe it's January already and I've not seen this lovely lady in the studio for such a long time. I'm joined today, it is the book club, it is Sylvia Kent, who is a writer. She's been Brentwood's Writer Circle, she's been a journalist, she worked in the House of Commons. She's an all-round good egg and helps every up-and-coming writer that I know of. And you've got a fantastic blog as well, so welcome Sylvia.
How kind, thank you and welcome.
And thank you for the cake.
Yes. Hello also to Denver Women's Group, who will be listening later.
Yes.
Because you send us the link.
Yes, I'll send you the link. So, yes, hello, Denver. This is your lovely sister, who's a writer as well.
Yes, she's a writer too.
Give her a shout-out.
Bringing a new book out soon. So. But this is all about books, isn't it? And this morning, I'm so excited with Melinda and John Tickell.
Who I pronounced their names, I'm terribly sorry. All day I've been going, what a fantastic surname, Tickell. And it was wrong.
Yeah.
Totally wrong. So I do apologise, because I think it was a great name.
I love it, because you just pause a bit and think, how do you pronounce that?
Well, you
and that goes into your mind, isn't it? We're all about advertising, really, this morning, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely.
But first of all, I would say that, as well as all the other topics we're going to talk about, the Billericay Readers Group.
Yep, and also the Rise of the Community Book. We're going to be talking about the book club, obviously, what's coming up.
Yes.
Brentwood Writers.
Yes.
And your work on the... Well, we'll actually start with your work, because you're researching at the moment Barking and Dagenham as well.
Yes, indeed.
And we'll talk about the book festival a little bit later. But so what are you researching at the moment?
Mainly photographs, because it's 150, 180 photographs. And I have to talk about those photographs and know all about it. Not just Barking and Dagenham, into Romford, believe it or not.
Yep.
And
Romford,
called 1880, it was called Romford Market, but it, the surrounding area. And that is really for not only the book, but for the back talks I have to give around that time.
Yep.
And you really have to know your stuff. So I'm spending time at Valence House, and that lovely big house in East Brook, but anyway, huge medieval house. Who are people going to show me around and talk about it? And it's just basic research. Any person that writes have to research.
Yeah.
And even if you're writing rubbish, even if you're writing lies, as we call them, from out of your head, you don't have to move from your seat. You still have to research, even on the web.
That's why I once thought I was going to write a murder. I've never written anything really except that. But I thought about it, and then because I like Patricia Cornwell, and then you try to write it, and I'm like, I've got no idea. Yes. You think you might bludgeon somebody to death. Well, not, I'm looking at my guests, don't be scared. But you think
they look a bit frightened.
As I said that, but then you read up of how you would obviously get caught, so you have to research. Yes. That's why I think she was, wasn't she, I can't think of her, she used to do autopsies, I think, Patricia.
Yes.
Wasn't she a.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she knows the subject inside out.
But as soon as you touch her subject, off you go. You have to go to the experts, people that know. You know, our friends here, for instance, are supersonic cooks.
Yes.
I would hate to be in their kitchen because I'd do everything wrong, I'm sure. But as long as the end result is good, and you know, in their case, people buy it.
Now we will. We're going to talk to you guys now. We're going to come back to Sylvia because you're going to be talking about the book festival as well, which is coming up. I can't believe that's been a year. Now, Melinda and John, you're from Stock.
Good morning
to both of you. Lovely to see you. You've got to, so first of all, before we talk about the book, Melinda, talk about Supersonic Coffee Shop and how that actually came about.
We're into our end of our second year of business now, and we're in Stock, right in the middle of the village there, and we're doing really well. We've got a lovely customer base now, and we make all our food homemade, which people seem to really enjoy, and we're enjoying working there and moving the business forward and things like that. So yeah, all good.
And what did you do before you got into the business? What did you do?
Well, I worked in advertising in London, and then it was a voluntary redundancy, really.
Yeah.
And so I had a bit of time to think about what I wanted to do. And I've always been interested in cooking.
Yeah.
So, and also having a shop. So it's sort of a natural progression, really, into And we both, I mean, when we started, it was just going to be me doing it. But obviously, as soon as we opened the shop, we sort of soon realised that you can't do that on your own. It takes up a lot of your time to do it properly.
Because you've got the prepping as well.
Exactly,
people think it's just the opening hours, but you've got all the cooking before you actually get to that stage.
There's no shortcuts with us. We have to, if you're going to do something, you have to do it right, and you have to be led by what your customers want and want. And it soon transpired that people liked everything that was homemade, and it was a real talking point as well, the cakes, and so we've sort of developed our own recipes, or John's developed his own recipe. John is the cook out of the two of us. He's much better than I am, but John's really creative, and we do everything from sort of slices to cakes, and they seem to go down really well.
And do you use a lot of local suppliers as
well? We try as much as we can. Obviously can be quite hard to with some certain suppliers, but as much as we can, we do try to keep it local from the local grocer who built up a good relationship with.
And how many covers have you got?
How many covers? 18.
So it's nice and kind of homely, would you say?
It's a bit of a hub. I think people think of it as a home away from home, and that's the kind of look that we've sort of tried to maintain as well. We did originally have like a sofa in there and everything, but it was a little bit small for that. So it is just sort of a cafe with 18 covers now, but it sort of looks like like someone's home. It's got a like mirror in there, and it's sort of like furniture that perhaps you'd have in your own home, things like that. So it's quite boutique sort of look as well. So
it's beautiful, lovely atmosphere, and the coffee is great.
We're very particular about our coffee, and that was our main thing. I think I'm from Australia. I grew up in Melbourne. I've only lived here since I was in my early 20s. So we have a huge Italian influence in Melbourne. So I know a good coffee when I have one, and I was really getting quite fed up with going out for coffee, and the coffee just wasn't good enough. And we spent a lot of time pre-opening to make sure the coffee was right. We do get lots of compliments about our coffee.
That's the one thing I can't bear. I did actually buy it. This is dreadful. I bought some from the local, I mustn't say this is local, well, petrol station. One morning, because I don't normally drink, I have decaffeinated, because otherwise I'd be talking even quicker. But I had this, and I sipped it, and you know when you think, and I've just spent, you know, £1.50 or £2.50, and it was horrible. And it's nothing's more depressing. When you have a lovely cup of coffee, it's just, and I drink more tea, but I only on special occasions I'll have a coffee, and it's something. Can you tell us the brand that you use, or are you going to keep it a secret? Are you allowed to say?
Yeah, it's Drury Coffee.
Right.
And it's local. We got it quite local. I mean, it's South London where it's roasted. And we're really happy with it, and we do get lots of really good feedback about that.
Now, what's your favourite cake to make, John? What's your favourite one?
Probably the one that most people love to come in for is the Malteser cake.
Ooh.
Although they're all
my eyes just lit up, did you?
That's how, especially with the youngsters around the village.
So it's got Maltesers inside.
It's got on top. It's got
on
like
top.
A Malteser flavoured icing on top.
Yeah.
With Maltesers on top.
Oh,
it's really lovely.
You could just hear the collective sigh of Brentwood going,
the most recent one is the Rolo cake, which is actually filled with like a caramel. Is really indulgent, very nice.
Because you haven't said exactly where you operate from.
We're from a little village called Stock, just outside Billericay.
Yeah, the road.
Yeah, it's Mill Road,
and
Stock.
It's near the bus stop.
Oh, that's a handy
one.
Yeah,
the 100.
It goes through to it's so easy
to get to.
Rob, we're coming back to you in a little while, Melinda, because you've actually got a book which you're going to be talking about called The Village Mums, and we'll be talking about that in a while.
Thank you.
To you at the moment, my lovely Sylvia. Mm-hmm. Sorry, the cake's putting me off in the girls' corner. Brentwood Writers as well, the Billericay Readers Group. What have you guys been up to?
Well, reading and writing, of course, but in Brentwood, we've been very busy. Our lovely Jim Reeve has brought out a new book on the city of Chelmsford. That is going very well in local bookshops, well, all over the place. Elizabeth Lord has her 26th book that's coming out too, and our president, Francis Clamp, is working on that First World War book about Southend. So that's going well, and as I say, we're either reading or writing. We're very boring people.
Don't stay with that tone of voice. Right, we're going to come back. I've just got to do a quick bit of travel and some ads, and we're going to come back and we'll talk about the Brentwood Festival.
Yes.
Brentwood Festival, I'm thinking about that. It's the music festival as well. Yeah. It was because as John and Melinda came in, they said about the band I was playing, Zazu, who is my fantastic niece, and they were listening to the track and they said how fantastic it is. And we're hoping that Zazu are playing at the Brentwood Festival this year, because they'll be there, you know. I'll show you a picture in a while.
Homegrown.
Yes. Very, very, very good talent. Right, 11.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, I'm joined in the studio by writer Sylvie Kent, also by writer Melinda Tickell, said it right, and John Tickell. Don't forget, they have a fantastic cafe called the Supersonic Coffee Shop. I say cafe, it's a coffee shop in stock. No, it's not. Let me try that again. Dandelion in stock. That's it. I keep calling it Supersonic. Dandelion. Actually, that'd be quite... That's quite don't call that. It's the Dandelion.
The I called it Supersonic on my introduction, really. But it's at 20
Mill Road.
20 Mill Road. And don't forget, they're doing Malteser cake and
roller cake.
Why in my head do I just see a huge roller about the size of my head? just a snip on that. Now, we will be speaking to Melinda in a little while, because she's got a fabulous book called The Village Mums. But before we do that, Sylvia, the rise of the community book, tell us a little about, because you were saying about sometimes this is the way that people can get to published.
Yes. It's well, they've been going for a long, long time, and there are books like Network and Around Town in Billericay. But the one I really like is The Village Emporium, which is more north. Mm. You know, we're all familiar with Network and loads and loads and loads of ads. But we feel that this is a chance for our writers at Brentwood Writer Circle, and we are 60-odd people, very odd, about 63 people, I believe. They like to see their work on the page. Many of them, they work away in their little rooms, in their bedrooms and whatever. Families say, what are you up to? I'm writing my short story, or I'm writing this and that. They rarely see them on the page unless they work very hard indeed, or are lucky to have a publisher take them up, or an agent take them up. Yeah. But the first steps, really, I feel, is to appear in one of these little magazines. Okay, loads and loads of advertising, but we've already said you've got to have advertising for every medium, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Radio, television, you've got to have advertising. So the balance, we feel, and I've got a writer next to me, is that perhaps they do a little more. Not so much advertorial, but you know, they get the stuff on the page, whatever the subject is. Mm. It can be their favourite wine, or cooking, or gardening. It could be maybe something a bit more, I don't know, important to them, I don't know. But get it on the page, and that could be the first part of their CV, because you've got my friend Melinda's CV in front of you, and she's done loads of things, but she had to start somewhere, and that somewhere could really be the local community magazine. So Melinda, the Village Emporium, what do you think about that?
I love the Village Emporium, actually. I was just having a look through your selection there, and I agree with you, Sylvia. I think it's really nice to have, obviously you need to have advertising within your magazine, but I think readers particularly like to read about local issues, you know, anything that people find of interest, like those ones that you suggested. And it is an opportunity for writers then to have their writing in print, and even things like short stories. Yep. And, you know, that's what readers like. It just gives some interest and some balance to magazines. So, yes, I like the Village Emporium because it has got a little bit of editorial in it as well.
It gives a bit of inspiration. And you're working on something new, aren't you?
Yes.
Can we, before we start with that, I just want to ask Melinda, before we start on the Village Mums book, which I've got in my hand, which is lovely. When did you first get the bug for writing? How old were you when you started to put stuff to, when you realised you kind of wanted to put things to paper, pen to paper?
Well, actually, it was since I've had children. Our eldest daughter is very, very severely autistic.
Yeah.
And we had massive challenges with her, you know, with behaviour and all sorts. So,
can you just, if people are not aware of what autism is, could you actually just give us an idea of what...
Yeah, sure. Autism is a lifelong disorder. It's a developmental disorder, and it can affect social communication skills. skills, in young children, sort of how they play, how they interact with the world around them. Yeah. And it can be quite severe, so with Evie, she can't really say a lot. She doesn't speak very much. She's very, very confused, and she doesn't really interact at all with anybody or in her environment, whereas there's other children who, have a sort of lower down on the spectrum, if you like, and, can go to, states, primary schools and onwards, and can sort of function within society, but they obviously will have challenges as well. So it is a spectrum. So, yeah, that is autism in a nutshell.
Okay, and you were saying about the writing when you first started.
Yeah, so I was going through a really personal it's difficult bringing up a child anyway, but yeah. Evie had very, very severe problems. And so the writing, and a few people kept saying to me, oh, you could write a book about what you've been through and everything. And unfortunately, I'm quite a positive person, and unfortunately at that time, things weren't particularly positive, and it was an uphill battle constantly with her. And although it was a huge lesson in unconditional love, because she put us through a huge amount of challenges. Not that wasn't her fault, of course, but this book I wrote was based around food.
Yep.
Because I think food is central to family life, and I've always been into sort of health and fitness, and I've got a lot of background in that sort of side of things as well. And I had a lot of friends who gave me a huge amount of support while I was going through these difficult times. Well, John and I both were going through difficult times with bringing Evie up. And so the book is just about, I sort of interview quite a few people I knew within the village and talk to them about parenting and cooking and things like that. And that's how the book came together.
And it's called The Village Mums, a celebration of motherhood and friendship with 10-minute recipes as well. Yeah. So did you help out, John, with the recipes?
Well, I was actually working in London at the time, but it was just lovely to see Mel have something positive to focus on rather than what was going through with Evie, really. And I've a little bit of thought, but I think if Mel does another book, I think we're going to sort of concentrate on some of my or the recipes that we have in the shop. So
I can see as well with John, we just look, sort of just hearing your background story, your lives must have changed so much, and you seemed like you're very chilled when you came in, from being working in London to actually running a fabulous coffee shop and writing books. It must be a massive turnaround. Definitely. In your lives that you're actually spending time as a family, because most people don't get that chance to do that, because you've got people going off to work and they're coming back to children very late in the evening. So it must be really good for you to do that.
It's lovely actually to do that, and I think with all we went through, we have quite a roller coaster marriage, haven't we, Cindy? It's so much going on all the time. It's lovely to be doing something that is like family or based around that, so it's great.
And how did you get your book published?
I didn't actually go down the standard publishing route, because I knew that how difficult it is to get a book published. And to be honest, at the time, it was a very personal book, but also I wanted to raise some money.
Yes.
And at the time, I was quite involved in the preschool within stock, so I decided to, at that time, just to raise money. They were having trouble at the time with sort of raising any money for some of the resources for the children there. So that was, and at that time, I had, I think, both children. My younger two children were there, so that was the motivation. So I just actually published it myself, and I think we live in a world now where you can not only research what you're writing about, but you can also research and how to publish on your own. And I guess that added to the challenge of the book, because obviously the book in itself took a huge amount of time, but also publishing it. And I just kind of called upon some contacts that I'd had in my background. I used to work in media for a little while as well, so I did get a bit of help in that respect, just mainly with the setup and the technical side of things.
Yeah.
And I sort of had some little bit of help with editing. It's very, very difficult where you can't really edit your own work.
No.
So, you know, I did have somebody help me with the editing who had some sort of background in media, so that helped as well. So it's just kind of drawing on the contacts that you have and just doing your own research, and it all came together in the end, and I'm really proud of it.
Can you buy this in the shop? You can buy this actually
at your shop? It's actually out of print at the moment, yep. But there's a chance. Actually, but books sell quite well in our shop, so even though we're a cafe, we do sell quite a few local books, so yeah, there's a possibility that it will be available again.
And don't forget, that is the Village Mum's celebration of motherhood and friendship, and includes 10-minute recipes. So what's coming? You're obviously not going to stay, you know, doing what you're doing, because I can see you both going to, you've got ideas going through your head. So what are you thinking about adding on that you can probably tell us to the business? Where else are you going to be going?
Well, I think in the future we would like another coffee shop, but yeah, obviously at the moment we're quite involved in, you know, in the shop on hands-on together at the moment. So I mean, it's probably best that we're not actually on shift together, because we can be a bit fiery at times.
So, it's all that chocolate.
Yeah. It's a bit too much. We're at home all the time, then in the shop together. So, but no, in the future we'd like to open up another local village or a small town.
I think the John's passion is the business and baking and all that sort of things, whereas mine is writing.
Yeah.
So I think this year we're coming into our third year of business. I think it would be lovely to. We have actually got our own newsletter that we send out local stock and beyond into Billericay as well, and we've had really good feedback about that. So there's possibility that we'll have that come out sort of quarterly, if you like. So we probably will do our newsletter, and again that will just talk about what we're doing in the community, with the Dandelion, that is, and there'll be we'll probably do some more writing as well, and put our sort of update it really to our new cakes from our shop, yeah, and have them available for people to be able to make at home.
You have Facebook, so just give out the Facebook link as well.
Yes,
it's Dandelion Coffee Shop. Yeah.
It's Dandelion at Stock, I think, yep, isn't it? Dandelion at Stock, yeah. We can double check that and get back to you.
Right, very quickly, because we are coming up to news, still got a little bit of time. Sorry, yes. Sylvia's just been sat there staring at that cake, you're not having it back. Brent, you've got the writers, sorry, I'm going to get that wrong again. Where's my bit of paper? There it is. Book Festival. I keep saying the Brentwood Festival. The Book Festival's coming up.
It's the whole of Essex,
yep,
from almost, you know, Loughton area up to North Essex. And if people would like to go on the website, they'll see some of the people involved, including Anne Widdecombe and Peter Snow, and the most wonderful people.
Yep.
How our team manage it, I do not know. But you get a chance to listen to these people, talk to these people at the end of the evening, and it's wonderful,
yep,
for readers and writers. So do go along. Lots happening this year, amazing things happening. So, you know, listen and watch and look in the local press and you'll see what's happening.
Just very quickly, we've got about a minute. The Long Song.
Yes.
Just quickly tell everybody about the book.
It's the latest book that we're reading at Billericay, and it's Andrea Levy, author of the award-winning book Small Island. So we know it's going to be a great book. Can't tell you too much about it, because I've just started it. And I'm trying to read and write and research, and there's just too much. But it's about Jamaica. It's set in Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
So it should be very colourful, very interesting. So that's what we're reading. Got a whole list of what else we're reading in the coming months. But you'll hear about that when I come on again.